welcome to the Brain Injury Podcast. They're like, I'm back. No, I'm not. I'm just doing one. And I might do one next week, but I might not. I've been busy. Podcasts are expensive to make in terms of time. And I've been busy. So whatever. I make these when I want to, and I'll never get ahead doing that. And I'm aware of that. Fair enough. Okay, today, tariffs. Make America poor again. I am not a fan of tariffs. I don't understand them. No one has ever explained to me why a tariff makes sense, and I've got reasons for it, and I'm going to explain them all today. A lot of people like them. We're going to protect us. They call it protective tariffs, and I just don't get it, and I'm going to explain. Let's just get on with it. I'm already rambling. I haven't even started. All right, so today in money.usnews.com, I actually saw it on fidelity.com where I was checking my mutual fund things, and it says, China says U.S. tariff extensions on solar products hurt new energy trade. Well, that actually makes total sense. Not everything that China says is a lie. I mean, if they say it's raining, it probably is. But it goes further, and it quotes, I quote, President Joe Biden on Friday extended tariffs on imported solar energy equipment for 4 more years. Like, well, wait a minute. President Biden is going to fine the American public if they buy solar panels. Is that that's what it is. He is going to charge a fee of between 15 and 30%. We'll get into that here in a second. For solar panels. I thought he was the green president. He's going to close down oil pipelines and he's going to save us from climate change. Remember, climate change, everybody's dick is just going to burn off in the next 10 minutes. Earth is getting so fucking hot. Just put a gun in your face now. We're dead. No, we're not. Like, we're... Anyone not wearing 2 million sunblock is going to have a real bad day. Get it? It's a Terminator 2 quote for you weird, strange people that aren't me. But the idea of the alarmist is that climate change is like it's like a rock on our head. It's going to fall any minute now. We're all just going to die. And supposedly solar panels are the magic cure, which is not true at all, by the way. Solar panels are bullshit. And I mean, they function, but I should have a whole show on that one, because the solar panel thing is really creepy. And remember, I'm an electrical engineer. I understand these fucking things a little bit. And so I can tell you why I hate solar panels, but that's another discussion for another day. It's too far in the weeds for this one. So anyway, I'm not a big fan of solar panels, but Biden should be. The green people sure are. The climate, the people that freak out about climate change are definitely fans of solar panels. So even Biden is going to fuck them over with 15 to 30% fines if they use them. And again, I call a tariff a fine. So you can call it whatever you want. You can call it a protective tariff if you want. It makes you feel better, but it's bullshit. So later on in the article, Donald Trump's, it quotes, Donald Trump imposed the tariffs on solar imports in 2018 using the authority under Section 201. Blah, 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 blah. The levy starts at 30% and declined to 15. Why the decline? If you're going to charge 30%, you're going to fine people 30%, why don't you just fine them 30%? Like, no one says the speeding ticket, if you drive over the speed limit, it's going to be $100, but then in 10 years, it will be $50. Like, I don't even understand that. What the fuck is that about? It doesn't make any sense. And if a protective tariff is a good thing, then wouldn't you just keep it at some number? So it's almost like, this is going to be bad for us for a little while, but then we're just going to back off. I don't understand. It reeks of nastiness. And so, and here's what really gets strange for me. Everything you hear, like in podcasts and stuff, everybody's talking about, we've never been so polarized. The polarization of this country is unprecedented, except for maybe the Civil War. Fair enough. But if we're polarized, then why are Trump and Biden acting identically in this situation? And maybe there's a good reason that I don't understand. I'm not an economist. I don't know anything about economy or economics. I've read a few books on it. I kind of like the subject. So I don't know shit about this. So I wouldn't even say I'm an amateur. I'm just barely an enthusiast or whatever. But I just don't understand it. So let's get into why I don't understand. I'm going to present my quote-unquote argument, which is basically me just copying out of books I've read in the past. So what do tariffs actually do? Who is protected by a tariff? Well, easy. I got an example. A fat fuck who can't control himself in the McDonald's drive-thru. All right, let me explain this. So a person, let's just say this person is willing to eat 20 Big Macs a day if you let him. And so if the government storms in and says, we've got a tariff, protective tariff on these Big Macs. And for all I know, they do get all the meat from China. I wouldn't be surprised. Who the fuck knows? But if you make a Big Mac way more expensive, he'll probably eat less Big Macs. So the government invents their tax, their fee, whatever. Well, so now the fat fuck, he's still going to eat a ton of Big Macs. He's going to go broke. And again, don't worry about credit cards yet. This is just as purely test tube lab situation here. So in theory, the fat fuck eats less Big Macs. And then after a while, he's no longer fat. He's probably still a fuck, though. We all are. Takes one to know one, I guess. But so the government gets this money now, and they throw that into their magic infinity pit, which has no bottom to it. You know, that's the government has no connection between what it spends and what it brings in. It just spends what it wants to. Most people think kind of rationally, like you're only allowed to spend the money in your bank account, but the government doesn't work that way. So putting more money into the government really doesn't do anything. We're in some fantasy land with that, and this scares the shit out of all of us. But we've been ran, you know, the system's been ran by cheaters, and so this is what we get. So I don't see any benefit of that collected revenue, but what I do see is, okay, maybe the fat fuck eats less Big Macs. The problem is, let's just add one real life factor. Just one, not the billions of factors that everybody has to deal with. Let's add one factor. The one factor is credit cards. So the fat fuck, he wants his 20 Big Macs a day, doesn't care about the health consequences at all, and he's bad with his money. He just goes to the drive-thru again and just orders the 20 Big Macs, and then he'll just pay interest. So he's racking up this credit card debt that's basically all going to the tariff. He could afford his 20 Big Macs before somehow, but now he can't because we have his 30% fine/protective tariff. And so he's still going to eat the same amount of Big Macs. So he's still going to die young. We're not protecting him from anything. So the fat fuck doesn't get anything, and the government doesn't benefit because they're just they have an infinite money system that doesn't make any. They have a fairy tale money system. Let's say that. So I want to make that a big point. A government charging more taxes benefits no one. The government will spend whatever it wants, regardless of the cash in its wallet, because the government's also a fat fuck with a credit card. Okay, so ditch the fat fuck. What if we have a business owner? I like how I do that. There's just some fat ass going through the drive-thru. Fine. But then, I am fat shaming, by the way, because I'll tell you why I think it's okay to fat shame. I would like to encourage everyone to get in shape. And if you were dramatically out of shape, one, you're fucking up over your own life. And two, you're going to be very expensive in the hospital. And you're going to make my kid pay for it. And that's an asshole thing to do. So, you know, think about it. You know, I'm not being that mean about it, but I encourage you to lose weight if you're out of shape. It's good for the mind and the body. Rant over. Back to the other rant. Okay, so what if we have a business owner? We'll call her a chick. Let's be woke. It's a chick with three dicks. Owns a lawnmower factory. So this girl with three dicks owns a lawnmower. Yeah, you heard me. Owns a lawnmower factory. They make lawnmowers here in the United States. Yeah, American made. Well, now they get hit with the 30% fine. Here's the thing. You're going to buy stuff from China. Like, you can't get around it because China's really good at making certain things. It's just the best. It's the best way sometimes. If you buy a ceiling fan for your house, you can buy an American one probably, but maybe you'll buy a China one. It's up to you to decide what's the best one for you. And if you want to buy only American, you certainly can, and you should. That could be a good thing. Buying all American stuff, I'm fine with it. But each individual should decide without the government fining them. So now the chick with three dicks at the lawnmower factory. This is fun. A chick with three dicks at the lawnmower factory has to charge 30% more for the lawnmowers. And these are made in America lawnmowers. Now, not every single part is made in America, but if you're trying to do that, good fucking luck. It basically almost can't happen for many, many, many things. But anyway, so the lawnmowers are 30% more expensive. So they were $200, and now they're $260. And suddenly, customers at Lowe's just do not want to buy the Made in America one because they can go and buy the Made in Mexico one. You know, some factory 3 miles below the Rio Grande, those lawnmowers are now $200. So basically, they've rendered the American lawnmower company, the chick with three dicks, completely uncompetitive. Now, who did this benefit? We've already established that the incoming money to the government doesn't do anything good. And we've already established that, or, and we've established that this company is now non-competitive. Now, if we can assume that the chick with three dicks running the lawnmower factory can just get parts from Cincinnati that were somehow made in America and get them cheaper, in those situations, I guess America's economy will be stimulated a little bit. So I guess that's one, like, I guess that's the idea. But let's just say it's something, we're going to get into these anyway, getting to my bread and butter, microcontrollers, microprocessors, computers, anything that China essentially exclusively makes. Well, you have no choice. You just pay the damn fine because you still have to buy those or you go out of business. So what the government is actually doing with their little pretty little tariffs, their fines, is just making life really, really hard for business owners in America. That's my perspective. And since I'm electrical engineer, the things I want to make are almost entirely made in China, and I have no American alternative, then I'm just fined. And what really, really, really sucks on this deal is if I want to make a thing to sell for $100, the government's came in and said, well, it's going to be $130 now because you have to pay fines. Okay, but what about the guy in the Netherlands making something similar? He doesn't have to pay she with five dicks doesn't. I love being woke. So the chick with five dicks in the Netherlands can design a circuit board similar to mine and undercut me because they don't have the Chinese tariffs based on America. Now, I know Europe, they got all kinds of tariffs too, and it's not, ask anybody trying to do something cool in Europe with what tariffs are like. So long story short, these are just a bunch of fines that don't really do much. So I want to talk about a documentary I saw, I think I saw it back in 08. I have no idea how old it was. I didn't really Google this much. I'm not doing any real research for this fucking thing. It's called Commanding Heights, The Battle for the World Economy. I love this shit. It was basically the epic war between communism and capitalism. And I love the whole thing. I think Niall Ferguson may have been the narrator. I don't know. He's a famous author guy. I like him. Anyway, but one story really hit home, and it was about Latin America. And their big thing was, we need, like every country did this. It's like an overwhelming trend. Like, we need huge protective tariffs. And I'm not talking 30%. I want to say like 100% was something they even tried. I could be full of shit on this. You might want to Google it. But the concepts, I think are correct. Actually, this is all probably bullshit. You shouldn't listen. Anyway, that's on you. So they put these huge protective tariffs, and the idea was is they were trying to keep out those damn foreigners that took our jobs. It was the exact same mentality as the took our jobs clan, and they did not want foreigners to take their shit. So they just said, hey, we're going to make our own shit, and our economy will rock. But that approach is actually stupid, and it's flat out wrong. And I'm going to jump, microcontrollers again. It turns out Latin America missed out entirely on the microcontroller. Like, what do you mean? Well, okay, 1980 or so was when microprocessors, microcontrollers were starting to come up around. Microcontrollers is the 90s, but just same thing. Computers, big ones, small ones, tiny ones. Like it could be a supercomputer, or it could be the computer in your birthday card that says, who let the dogs out? We have one of those. It's pretty cool. My kid does. Anyway, so everything that any computer you tried to sneak into Latin America, you had to pay this huge fine. Now, computers were a lot more expensive, say, in 1982. I go back to Apple IIs and, you know, like pre-Microsoft days. And I don't know the numbers, but I'm going to guess if you count for inflation, you're probably looking at $3,000 or $4,000 for just a shitty computer back then. Just a hunch. Either way, they were very expensive. So really only the rich got them anyway. Well, let's go ahead and add the $4,000 government fine to that. So if you're living in Latin America, you got to shell out the equivalent of $8,000 just to get a damn computer that, you know, has two colors, a piece of shit. But guess what? Turns out spreadsheets had real productivity value. A lot of this, the banking software, computers had value even back then, like extreme value. And so this is where you have to imagine, like now, living your life without the we'll say microprocessor, just to keep life simple. I'm not talking about just, you know, smartphones and anal porn and Facebook addiction and a lot of things we consider kind of questionably shitty nowadays. But oh, what about your battery pack for your power tools? If you got a battery pack for your power tools, it has a microcontroller in it. It's called BMS. It's a battery management system, and it's what keeps your batteries from catching on fire and exploding. So imagine life without cordless battery packs. You can build that without a microcontroller, but no one does. It's way cheaper to do it with a microcontroller. Imagine like Friday night, you get your paycheck. Now you got to drive to the fucking bank. How about I just want to get my ass home and drink beer? You know, sit down with my family. No, you got to wait in line 20 minutes at the damn bank drive-thru to deposit your paper check. There's no direct deposit without microcontrollers, microprocessors. Grocery stores. You walk in, you got a cart full of 300 things. You don't go beep, 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 scan them all, and you're done. No, some human has to write down $2.95 for milk, plus $1.95 for butter, plus, and it's like paper, or I guess you had some adding machines. Those were, I think maybe pre-microcontroller. Calculators, as we know them, are all microcontrollers. So imagine life without calculators and grocery scanners. You know, you're going back to paper maps. Now, I know there is a temptation to go, oh, well, I remember 89. Life was pretty fun. Motley Crue was a big deal. We got by just fine. Yeah, we did. But I think life is actually better now. I'll use the internet and I'll use my computers when they make my life better, and then I won't use them when they make my life suck. Some people are kind of bad about putting the computer down when it makes your life suck. You got to be careful. It's not perfect. But economically, the America of 2022 destroys the economy of 1989. And I'm talking about in terms of productivity. Destroys it. And computers and microcontrollers are the reason. That's one of the reasons. Just evolution in general. Just imagine and forget just like the economy, but like a person, general knowledge. They know way more things than they did 20, 30 years ago. You can Google anything. Now, if you're Googling Katy Perry's net worth, which I have done recently, your brain just fried. Fine. But if you're actually like also looking up, I don't know, data sheets for microcontrollers and anything you actually want to achieve or know or do, it's online. And people seem to obsess with the social media shit and Twitter, you know, cesspool. All that exists, but you don't have to go there. You can get way smart using the internet. And everybody always seems to talk about the negative sides of it. Maybe that's more sexy. Fine. So anyway, I think we're just better off with the internet. We're better off with computers. We're better off with microcontrollers. Use them when you should. Put them down when you don't. I think it's easy, but, you know, I have incredible willpower. Actually, my willpower ain't too bad. Anyway, so Latin America got screwed because their governments decided to hammer anybody who wanted to use a computer. And again, a fine. And here's again, let's think about this as like a speeding ticket. Here in America, and probably elsewhere, you drive too fast, we give you a fine. We give you a ticket, and it's bad because the cops are doing it. Well, we don't use cops to fine you if you want to buy a computer, but any tariff, I guess in this case, solar panels. But it's the same thing. You have to pay the government fine if you want this. For some reason, getting pulled over by the cops is a little naughty. You feel like you're doing something you weren't supposed to. You know, and I like speeding tickets. I mean, I don't like getting them, but I'm glad they exist. I don't want everybody driving 100 miles an hour on my street. They do anyway. But at least there's a little incentive to not drive fast because you'll get in trouble. Well, it's a similar thing. You don't get in trouble for buying speeding solar panels, but you do have to pay the big-ass fine. So in the end, and here's the other thing. And a lot of times these fines don't actually change behavior. And I think I kind of mentioned that with the Big Mac thing, but just because you charge 30% more for something because of the fine, well, maybe people will still buy the damn thing. It's just poor people have less access to it. Well, why would you want to fuck the poor people only over? I mean, think about that if you're going to, you know, go that route. It doesn't make sense just to hammer the broke people if that, you know, that's the way you want to think about it. So anyway, so this is a short, long rant. I like that. Is that all this fine does, it rips money away from people, throws it down into a bottomless pit that doesn't mean anything. And then anyone who has to buy that for their business now has to charge more. So any United States business that buys a thing from China, and particularly if they don't have any alternative in America at all anyway, just has to charge more for their products. So what are they doing? Who benefits from this thing? And all I can think of here is this fucking over American businesses is the key to making America, to make America poor again. And both sides are in on it. So is this conspiracy or incompetence? You decide.